We're standing here on the corner of Livonia Avenue and Rockaway Avenue in East New York, which is actually Brooklyn. We are in Brownsville. Okay, let's see. So we have a contingent that's just arrived, but the sign says end stop and frisk.
Now it turns out
that we have a working bullhorn.
So I guess I might use it.
Although I really like
this human amplification.
My name is Carl Dix. I'm the co-issuer of the call to stop, stop, and frisk. Who was that other guy who issued the call? Was Cornel West, I think. Anybody who wants to join us in carrying out civil disobedience needs to check in. We have some people who are going to step up and briefly speak to you. First, I want to give you Nicholas Hayward Sr.
I am honored to be here today. I'm the father of 13-year-old Nicholas Hayward Jr. He was murdered by NYPD 17 years ago in downtown Brooklyn, Borough Hill. I have been fighting for the last 17 years to get justice for him. This stop and frisk is illegal, and a lot of innocent people winds up dead by the police. And we need to organize to put a stop to this. I am completely outraged that this shit is still happening. I mean, for so long, 17 years for me is a long time. I had to stop working to get with this movement, because I am tired of innocent people being murdered by the police. So I ask you all that's here today and all of those who can hear me now to please join us to put a stop to this stop and frisk.
I want to give you Brother Marcus, a longtime activist in the Brooklyn community.
It is time that the people stand up and demand respect. We are all human beings and should not have to go through this senseless and unjust practice by the police. We should be treated with dignity and respect. I'm here to say that this practice must not continue. It is illegal and unconstitutional, and we want everyone in this community to know that it's against the law, constitutional law, for the police to stop and frisk anyone that's not committing a crime.
A few weeks ago, I came to a meeting and I put out a call for this generation's version of the Freedom Riders. I want to bring up a young woman who has answered that call. I actually forgot to ask the sister her name.
Christina.
Hello, everybody. I'm here today because I want justice. My best friend lives in that building right there, and he's not here today because he's in prison. Not a bad person. He needed help, and they locked him away. And when I needed help, the cops didn't help me. So I'm here today to put my life on the line to fight for what I know is right. I'm glad all of you are here, but we need more people. We know this is wrong. The power of the people can get justice. Let's make it happen.
Sisters and brothers, Reverend Luis Barrios, he will tell us why he is here.
Sometimes people start asking, why are you here? I'm always answer the same way. Where the hell I'm supposed to be? I'm supposed to be in the street fighting for justice. That's why we're here today. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it. I want to close with this. You better get your ass in the street.
In the street.
God bless you.
Some of you all may not remember the TV show called The Wire, but I remember that show. I love that show, and I love this brother. I give you Benga.
I know why I'm here. Why are you here? To show them that we are citizens. We are mobilized citizens. We are no longer demobilized, which is what they count on. We want our power back. We're taking it back. Everyone, unity in taking this back.
Chris, yeah! There's a young man here who has his own story to tell of abuse at the hands of the NYPD. I'm going to let Farrow talk.
Yes, I was assaulted right here on Rockaway Avenue. As I was standing in the store talking to the owners, asked to come outside, was illegally frisked, and asked why I was in there so long. Got called for backup. The captain asked me what happened. I told him it was nothing. He asked him, where's my ID? He said, your officer has it. He said, where is it? I said, it's in his pocket. He said, let's go to the precinct and talk. I said, why? He said, get in the car. I said, no. They assaulted me, dragged me in the car. I kicked my way out the other side of the car. They lift me in the air, threw me in the van, beat me up in the van. While the whole area watched, they took me to the 73rd. They used my head as a battering ram. They opened the doors, woofed my body, took me in front of the captain, dropped me on the floor, kicked me in my face, crossed my eye with another foot, stomped on me, put me in a cell. Had EMS come get me, dropped me to Brookdale, put me in a mental ward. They said I'm not crazy. They put me in the other side. I was released. No charges, no ticket. Went to the precinct, asked where's my property. They lost all my property. Said I was never there, but then found my wallet. So I called my lawyer, and that's how it ends. And that's what we gotta do. Stop letting them do what they wanna do. Stop stepping up for what you own, because you live here. This is yours. They can't tell you what to do. You ain't doing nothing. Live your life. Don't let them live it for you.
Well, it looks like we are beginning the move.
Stop and frisk is the crime.
Stop and frisk, don't stop the crime.
We say no to the new Jim Crow.
Hey, hey.
This has got to go. We say no to the new Jim Crow.
Stop and
frisk has got to go. We say no to the new Jim Crow.
And we are near on Hopkinson and Thomas Boylan Boulevard in front of the 73rd Precinct. The arrests have begun with those people who are protesting the policies of the New York City Police Department in stop and frisk. They've taken three young women. People are being handcuffed and now are being guided over to the paddy wagon. The police appear to be getting more aggressive and more numbers of people are being cuffed. There goes Father Luis Barrios, along with the young sisters. Randy Credico is another one of the people that has now been arrested. Right on, Randy!
All right, Randy!
And Margaret Kunstler is also... Margaret Kunstler also...
Four people from Wall Street.
And four people from Occupy Wall Street have also been arrested today as well. And there are more arrests still to come as we speak. People are being cuffed and taken away. Our brother from The Wire, noted actor Binga, is also now being arrested in Brownsville.
Stop and frisk has got to go. We say no to the no Jim Crow.
And we are now watching another young brother who is being led away by the police.
I'm Dre DeMira from New Jersey, and I'm here because I'm tired of the Constitution of my country being raped. And I'm here to restore the power to the people.
Okay. And we have another young brother who is being cuffed. Why are you being arrested?
Morgan, I'm being arrested because too many people are being arrested, and this has got to stop.
And are you part of Occupy Wall Street?
Yes.
Right on. And we have another young brother. And why are you allowing yourself to be arrested today?
For social justice. For equality for all, for against discrimination.
And here's another brother.
Earlier this summer, I met many people who participated in the freedom rides fighting against the old Jim Crow. Now we're fighting against the new Jim Crow.
And your name is, brother?
Jason.
So there you hear it from some of the people who have been subject to arrest today.
We won't stop until we stop, stop and frisk. We won't stop until we
stop, stop and frisk.
We won't stop until we stop, stop and frisk.
We won't stop until we stop, stop and frisk.